Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. The news from NBC News. A key U.S. ally wants to walk back its, quote, atrocious embrace of China. Now, what ally? The European Union is a hint. It's Italy. Giorgia Meloni is the new prime minister of Italy, leading a coalition that was described by pundits at the time of its ascendance as right-wing, even extreme right-wing, associated with Benito Mussolini, who destroyed the economy of Italy. These many months later, Giorgia Meloni is admired in Italy and has astonished the London press with her practical and endless travels to all parts of Europe and America, recently in the Oval Office with Joe Biden. And now she is going forward with her government, it's a coalition government, to walk away from China. We welcome Gordon and I welcome Teresa Fallon, director of the Center for Russia, Europe, Asia Studies. Teresa, you're in Europe, you're in Brussels, and you observe the low expectations of Giorgia Meloni's government as part of the EU. Are they surprised, and are you surprised, by turning her back, her collective back, on the People's Republic of China? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Gordon. I think Giorgia Meloni, right from the beginning, she had a very clear position on Ukraine, and now her position is very clear on China. So I think that we've shut the door or changed the page on Italy's love affair with China, hoping that there would be all this trade. And what Giorgia Meloni has noted is that you don't have to be a member of the BRI to get economic trade with China. She noted that France never signed on to the BRI, and yet they have more trade with China than Italy does. So I think that it's been a learning curve. And the previous administration who did sign on for this, they were very inexperienced and they had a kind of an anti-EU approach, whereas Giorgia Meloni is supporting the EU as well. So she doesn't want to be in the camp that is kind of identifying with China and in opposition to the EU.
Gordon, you have a question for Teresa.
Teresa, Italy's BRI memorandum, in other words, its agreement with Beijing, expires at the end of this year, December, I think. I'm sure Beijing is putting a lot of pressure on Rome right now to renew that agreement. What are you hearing? And would the Meloni government actually backtrack and renew its agreement with China?
That's what I've been wondering about as well, because I don't think Beijing is just going to take this lying down. They are very interested in optics. Nevertheless, because of the ties with Russia, it's very difficult now, the China-Russia ties. For example, 18 of the EU member states have signed MOUs with China on the BRI. Italy was the only G7 country to do so. But now that they're having this big BRI jamboree once again in Beijing, they can hardly get any European leaders to go because Putin has agreed to attend. And Putin was invited by Xi Jinping on that visit to Moscow. So I think that the fact that Putin, an international criminal, everyone is kind of furious about his war of choice in Ukraine, they will not attend this event. So China is almost handcuffed to an international criminal, and there's no way that Xi Jinping can get around this. So I think that the BRI has been kind of seen in a very negative light. And there's more competition now. There's Global Gateway from Europe. But I do agree with you that Beijing will pull whatever levers they have to get Italy to kind of maybe come up with a new agreement. But I think what was really important, and I haven't seen anyone comment on this, that it was the defense minister, not the trade minister, who kind of made the statement that it was an atrocious agreement. So I think that by having him make this statement, there's an undertone that there's also defense issues that are at play here as well.
Gordon, the Chinese economy, the straightforward way to say this is old Texas style, all hat, no cattle. Gordon, these statistics are shocking, shocking. We're looking at something beyond a recession. This is a collapse of the business plan in metrics. It's within these last hours. And now the word deflation. So Italy is doing the smart thing. It doesn't want to be handcuffed to a dead horse. Do I say that accurately, Gordon?
You say that accurately, John. The China is entering deflation. Producer prices were down 4.4% last month. Consumer prices down 0.3%. What was even worse, I suppose, was the statistics from yesterday, the trade data for July. Exports down 14.5%. imports down 12.4. This is an economy in collapse. Oh, and by the way, we just learned a couple hours ago that Country Garden, which last year was China's biggest property developer by sales, has missed bond payments on two U.S. dollar denominated obligations.
It's a deadbeat. You have a question for Teresa.
Teresa, as you look at the European countries, they've all, of course, wanted to benefit from trade with China. But now that the Chinese economy is showing signs of contraction, is that going to have any material effect on the way that governments in the EU start to look at China?
Well, the key trade partner of China in all of Europe is Germany. And the German car industry is one of the key industries that everyone focuses on. There's also Siemens and BASF. Now, I think China is kind of entering the European car market with electric vehicles, and there's really very little competition from European car makers on that. So that's something on the horizon that may sour some relations with China. In addition to that, the slowing of the Chinese economy and the kind of silent, I would call it silent decoupling. Companies are pulling out or at least moving people out of China, finding other places, not completely removing their footprint in China, but they're kind of doing it quietly so as not to, nasty effects inside China for their businesses there. So they're kind of building smaller companies in China and then moving out. So they keep a footprint there and carry on. But I think that there's a great deal of concern. I've been speaking to some business leaders, and this is the number one thing on their agenda, China risk. They're concerned about Taiwan. They're concerned about growing U.S.-China tensions. Europe has usually tried to sit on the fence and, you know, avoid any of this, but now they're getting sucked into all of this as well, especially with the type of economy that China, you know, it's increasing risk. And a lot of this is because China has put on a whole suite of new laws, rules, and regulations that has made everyone deeply concerned. For example, the espionage law, even if one of your employees sends out a social media post, that could be considered espionage. So it's become very risky for many countries or companies, I should say. And I think that, you know, this is a trickle-down effect of multiple issues. And, you know, FDI is not being attracted by China, foreign direct investment. And the Chinese embassy here usually says, well, all problems will be solved if Europe just passes a comprehensive agreement on investment. But that's in the deep freeze, and I don't see that coming out. And I don't see that it would actually improve FDI anyway, especially in this investment climate.
Teresa, quickly, 30 seconds. When you speak with these surprised European executives, do they mention Xi Jinping as the problem?
I think that it's just overall the China picture, but in my view, it's definitely Xi Jinping. We've seen a sea change in policy under Xi Jinping. It's definitely securocrats. It's ideological over economics. So I think that everyone's had a rude awakening. Right. People kind of forgot that it was risky, but it is a high risk investment. And this has been going on for years. Some companies just didn't really want to pay attention to the high level of risk. So other countries are not. Germany is actually refusing to give export guarantees or guarantees for companies of German origin who have invested there. So this also increases the level of risk for companies. So I think that one of the key things in Europe was the China-Russia connection.
Teresa, we just have 30 seconds.
The China-Russia connection, I really think, was a wake-up call for Europe. China always seemed far away, but with this connection to Russia, they really see them in the same basket and they are a threat.
Teresa Fallon, Director of the Center for Russia, Europe, Asia Studies in Europe in Brussels. Gordon Chang, I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.